Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We would like to welcome President and CEO for HRMC, Eric Larson, back to the Well One podcast. It's been a little bit. Happy to have you here.
It has been. Thank you for having me once again.
Just a great time to provide an update of what's going on. It's been a very busy week around here and in the community. Super exciting week that I think many people in our community look forward to all year round.
Yes.
By the time people are hearing this, it'll be State Fair will be kind of closing up and, mm-hmm. and moving out. But just wanted to chat with you about what HRMC does during the fair. You know, obviously we probably see a little bit of an influx of patients from around our state and region. And then also we go out to the fair a little bit. We have some events going on out there. So
we do. Yes. I love the state fair. In fact, when we talk to people to come to our community, we do mention that the South Dakota State Fair is here in Huron, South Dakota. And we spent some time out there at the Bull Bash, and so there was a group of us volunteering, selling 50-50 tickets. A wonderful experience. I'd never done that before, hadn't been to the Bull Bash, but had fun being there and participating. A wonderful program put on by the Red Wilk family, and just a wonderful experience. HRMC also helps to drive golf carts, and so we get to do that. That's one of my most fun experiences there, is being able to sit and visit with people as we take them to where they need to go, and just a great opportunity to connect and get to know some people and interact with members of our community. So I really look forward to that too.
So we also have a Breathe South Dakota grant, which is very exciting, and it's a project that we are undertaking here in partnership with our Northern Plains Health Network members and SDSU. Can you tell us a little bit maybe about?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a very pointed effort around recruitment and training and developing respiratory therapists here in South Dakota. So it's a partnership with SDSU and a number of other smaller independent hospitals in South Dakota. Set up a tent out there at the fairgrounds to help draw some attention to not only this program, but other apprenticeship programs. And really the Breathe SD program is focused on respiratory therapy and putting potential candidates through an apprenticeship program, a training program where they get hands-on experience using state-of-the-art equipment in our facility, and some mentoring and training. Something that we're really interested in helping to promote. It certainly would help our organization in finding respiratory therapists that are qualified, and obviously helps other organizations do the same. So,
great. So part of that, I believe, is some public health training. So part of that is built in. And mm-hmm. We have, in the last week, participated in a pretty big health fair. So kind of talk us through maybe the goal of HRMC in participating in, you know, this to promote public health and the health of our community.
Yeah, as I've mentioned probably before, one of my big passions is community wellness. Part of that is certainly the healthcare aspect of that, but there's a lot to that. One of the things that we've been working on this week with one of our community partners is a health fair, where we provide an opportunity for them to get some screenings done. And this is just an effort that goes part and parcel with the overall initiative to improve the overall community health. And we can do that in many ways. It's part of a continuum of taking care of our entire community and making sure that they have access to the resources that they need when they seek out their health care.
Wellness, you speak of. When people are hearing this, it will actually be concluded. We've been talking about it for several weeks, Andy's Road Race. Mm-hmm. So with the dialysis event and Andy's Road Race, which is a 5K, 10K, and a walk, we are supporting dialysis through our foundation. We also have a golf tournament coming up that supports our foundation. That is September 9th. Are you golfing, Eric?
Well, if you want to call it golfing, yes, I will be there. But always have fun, again, being out amongst members of our community, and that's what it's about. And that's, again, part of our mission here is to be mindful of the health and wellness of our community. So certainly supporting Andy's Road Race has been a longtime tradition of ours. The golf tournament with the foundation is just something fun that also supports an important endeavor here for our community with the dialysis center. And again, last night at the Bull Bash, that's what the 50-50 tickets we were selling were for the dialysis center. What a wonderful opportunity for the entire community to come together. And it's a beautiful facility and serving our community as we intended. So a great opportunity there too.
Great. I hear last night when you were at the Bull Bash, you happened to see Dr. Kevin Hofer on the big screen, being the orthopedic doc on site for the Bull Bash. Obviously, we can understand that bull riding may need an ortho doc once in a while. Tell us about that. So Dr. Hofer has started here at HRMC and is joining our orthopedic team with some new exciting technology as well. What's going on there?
Yeah, again, we're very excited to have Dr. Kevin Hofer join us. Dr. Anderson, our other orthopedic surgeon here, he and Kevin are starting our orthopedic program on steroids. They've gone and been certified in the Mako robot, so we're very excited about that. They both have the certification to use that and the training, so they will do total joints. Just a wonderful, again, another opportunity and another investment in our community of how we can elevate the care that we provide. And Dr. Hofer certainly has a lot of energy, and appreciated seeing him out there at the Bull Bash last night. I don't think he knew he was on camera, he was out there last night, and we're really just looking again at providing the resources our community needs to take care of them. And this is a program that we're very, very excited about. We think there's lots of opportunity in helping our community with orthopedic needs, and the technology that we brought to bear here is going to help us tremendously in accomplishing that. So. We're very, very excited about that.
Yes. So as we round out our final, kind of the closing end of our 75th year here at HRMC, and in celebration of Dr. Hofer and the robotics aspect, joining with Dr. Anderson to form a orthopedic team at HRMC and the new technology, we are hosting an event to invite our community in. That's going to be over at our physician's clinic.
Yeah, so on September 19th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., we invite everybody to come in and say hi to Dr. Kevin Hofer and Dr. Anderson. We'll do a bit of a reception there, and they can certainly explain and describe a little bit about what they've gotten certified on and what that means to the patient. And as we, again, interact with the community, I think the fear of something new goes away, and especially when you get it explained by a well-qualified surgeon, it certainly helps too. But a wonderful reception is planned, and we'd love to have everybody out.
Talked to Dr. Hofer and Dr. Anderson, and they're actually planning to do a little bit of a presentation, so people can kind of come and listen, and we're going to try to do that right at 5:30, so please come out and enjoy. When I was talking to Dr. Anderson, he expressed great excitement at Dr. Jordan Fink, who is going to be joining us, and he is a podiatrist, so you have been very busy with recruiting. You want to talk us through when we can expect to see Dr. Fink here and some other new exciting changes?
Yeah, Dr. Fink is actually from Madison, South Dakota. A great young man, and very excited to join us here to start our podiatry program here. I think it's a great partnership with orthopedics to have him and Kevin and Dr. Anderson working together. Jordan is finishing up his residency in Salt Lake City, and then will be joining us in July of next year. So extremely excited to have him. I think that just adds a whole nother dimension to the care that we can provide here, and it's just very exciting for us. As far as other recruits, we recently signed a Dr. Schooley, who is a pediatrician. And so Dr. Schooley will start here in next July as well. He's very, very excited, loves the community, wants to be involved, really wants to be that source of information for the patients and the families, and really wants to build relationships. So he has the right mindset and the right motivations to coming and serving in a small community. And we're extremely excited to have him as well. It'll be a great add to our overall physician staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like he and his wife and young child are going to visit again here this fall to get acclimated with community a little
absolutely.
Bit before he comes.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. We've also been interviewing and entertaining and visiting with other physicians. So what are we recruiting for? What's the goal here at HRMC? What do we want to see filled here?
Yeah, you know, recruitment is an ongoing thing. So we're constantly looking for great providers to join our team. recently we've had a number of interactions with physicians, many of them on site here. We're focused on landing a general surgeon. We had a good interview and a site visit the other day, and we think that we've got a pretty good general surgeon on the hook here. So we'll be finishing that out over the next couple of weeks. We've also been recruiting a family medicine physician, and are excited to have her join us probably in January or February, thereabouts. But also continuing to recruit for internal medicine and looking at how we can best serve that population. But family medicine with OB is another one. We do have a Dr. Hoganson coming that will entertain, and she is out till 2005, but a wonderful candidate to help support our OB program as well.
Yeah, have to look at the future at mm-hmm. some of these, right? So we Absolutely. Get excited and want them here, but this is a big decision for people, and so we can get them thinking about coming back. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to do that.
Yeah, in fact, last night I ran into one of our other recruits that is out till I think 2029. She was at the Bull Bash as well, and reminded me that I was going to see her next week, and we're excited to have her come by again and actually sign with us as part of that long-term recruit commitment. So we're excited for that as well.
Yeah.
We'll make more announcements and more specifics later. But,
yes.
But
yes.
It's all just part of the continuum, all part of the process. That we're always looking for good physicians to join HRMC.
It seemed so far in the future, you know, when we talked about Dr. Kevin Hofer, it always seemed mm-hmm. so far, because orthopedic residency is longer
yes.
significantly than
yes.
than some of the primary care residencies. And he's here, so mm-hmm. it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It really happens.
It does.
Well, it's been great to chat with you. I think it's great that you're bringing a doctor in for the fair weekend so that they can see exactly how exciting this is.
And that was pretty intentional. She's got a young child, too, and we thought, what a great way to spend in here on South Dakota during the fair, and so we did that very intentionally to show her what our community is all about, and that's one way we can do it.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, thanks, Eric. Appreciate you being here and sharing information.
You bet. Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.